Welcome to School of Dad with Adam, Johnny and Callum, fumbling their way through fatherhood.
Ralph was in your room.
Yeah.
Do you not feel weird having a baby in your room whilst...
It's a bit weird, yeah, but...
Did you go for the budgie technique?
What's the budgie technique?
Just put a towel over it.
I just don't think I could get away with waking Maisie up every like hour sucking on a tit. And I think that shows who she loves more, doesn't it, really?
It's an experiment to try, isn't it?
I couldn't forget about Ralph, but you could probably move on.
No,
but you
know,
I know,
reminds me a bit, actually, a little bit of Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, well,
he'll always love you no matter what.
This is School of Dad.
Gentlemen, hello.
Hiya.
Hey. Hey, how are you?
It's so good to be good. Back with you guys.
Yes.
It's been a while, actually.
Yes.
Very busy.
Yeah.
But it's good to find time to just get back as a three. Well, yeah. Four this week.
Yeah. Four this week. Ralph is here.
What?
Callum's little boy.
He's going to say hello.
He's not so little. He's actually little gremlin.
Hey, that'll do. Sorry.
Mate, have you dressed him today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, you've done a very good job. You've coordinated the bib
and
the baby girl.
That looks like the bib I lent you.
Probably is.
Yeah.
The only one he's got.
Oh! Oi!
Ooh, Ralph!
Well done, Ralph.
Canal. I told you we shouldn't bring babies with us.
Yeah. That should be right.
Canal Wreck-It Ralph.
That should hold firm from Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph.
He's just given me the eyes. He's been staring insanely at me, looking deep into my soul. Judging me.
Yes.
What are you thinking, Ralph? Are you thinking...
I've always said he doesn't like thieves and nonces.
So. What did you say?
He doesn't like thieves and nonces, so he must be one of the above.
Yeah, check your wallet, Callum. Check your wallet.
Okay.
So, it is time for another episode of School of Dad, and we're back in Johnny's kitchen once again. Thank you for the soup as well. Lovely soup.
It wasn't good consistency, though. Too thin, I thought.
Yeah. What was it?
Just Tesco's own butternut squash with chilli.
Okay.
Too watery.
Okay.
Mm. Need a little bit more coconut in there or something.
Yeah.
Just to mix it up.
If you're listening, Tesco, thicken that bad boy up.
Thicken him up. No one wants thin soup.
No. So we're here to not rate your soup or rate soups. We're here to tell you about our three different tales of fatherhood in School of Dad. And I'm Adam, father of Toby.
I'm Johnny, father of, what's his name, Alex. And
first time I've ever met Ralph.
Probably why he's a bit wary of you.
Yeah, he is. Last episode was Discharge, baby.
Yeah.
And that was all about getting our little ones home. What did we learn from the last episode? I remember Callum...
I've just got a lot to learn, haven't I?
Your party, when you got Ralph home, just caused you a few problems.
Just go home and look after the missus and baby. Don't try and get drunk.
Yeah, that's what I learned. Just put them first.
Yeah.
You might not bond with the baby right away.
Yeah.
Because it's just a bit weird and it maybe wants its mum a little bit more.
Well, yeah, that's what we're going to touch on right now.
Oh, really?
Episode 4.
What's that called?
Three's a crowd.
A segue?
That is called a segue.
What's called a segue?
Just the way I just said something and Adam said, well, that leads me to that.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wasn't planned. Unplanned segue.
So he's getting good at this arc, this podcast arc.
This is School of Dad.
Episode 4, Three's a Crowd. We are going to discuss how the relationship changes between you and your other half.
Ooh,
fucking hell.
Here we go.
Shit.
Do you think your relationship has changed since you've had a baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, massively.
And do you think it's changed, in a nutshell, for the better or for the worse?
What are you alluding to?
Yeah.
Are you just alluding to sex? This is a sex chat.
Okay, well, let's go straight in with the sex.
No, it didn't stop us having sex.
No?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Did you not?
Well, no, for the first... Obviously, for the first few weeks, couldn't go straight in, but...
Ralph was in your room.
Yeah.
Do you not feel weird having a baby in your room whilst...
It's a bit weird, yeah, but...
Did you go for the budgie technique?
What's the budgie technique?
Just put a towel over it.
Well, no, you just wait for him to go to sleep and then...
Yeah.
Hopefully he's not looking.
Yeah.
Just try not to look in that direction, I think.
Did you keep things a bit quieter?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I suppose, yeah. I don't know. I don't think anything changed much, no.
Really?
No, we were all right.
What about you, Adam?
I think for a good couple of months it was all a bit weird having a baby in the room. and you just didn't really find the time for it either.
Did you just stick to wanking on the stairs?
Hang on, that was the sample that I had to produce.
That's all you want to do, is have a tug on the stairs.
So, yeah, no, I think for the first few months, everything was a bit weird still, because you felt weird having the baby there. And I don't think I found the time also, because I think it was hard having the baby and having to look after him. Remember, we brought Toby home on oxygen, so we always had to sort of look out for him to make sure that he hadn't pulled the oxygen out and hadn't got the oxygen cables wrapped around him. So we were constantly on Toby watch.
Yeah.
I think you've got to make the time, though.
I think for us, it was actually quite difficult. Like, because, and I don't know, I think it was a combination of, because Alex was born, and the way he was born with the forceps, and I think, and I'm not going to use, I don't know what the medical term is, but I think they have to make like a little incision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the vag.
Okay.
Just I thought it was a gooch. The women's gooch. Yeah.
I wish I knew what the term was, but.
Perineum?
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
We've been here before.
I think it's just in the side. Okay. And I think afterwards, you know, it was a little bit, I think it was a little bit sore for Louise, but yeah, it healed up. It was almost like, I don't know what the way to explain it is. There's not pressure, but like maybe like a stress of it hurting.
Yeah.
Like, so if you're scared of something being sore, then your body goes into more of a,
yeah, you won't, like, you'll be tensing up straight away.
Yeah.
You?
So for us, it took us a little while to get back in the game.
Yeah.
And yeah. Louise, I think, actually went to NHS therapist.
Yeah.
Where they're just like a sex therapist, and you just talk about sex, and they just said, you know, whether, you know, if it was,
so it was therapy and not vaginal physio.
No, it wasn't vaginal physio. No, it was just chatting and being open about it, and you know, it can be a bit,
I guess,
difficult.
It's pretty normal, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Well, I think Louise met someone who was in the sort of same.
Sugar daddy.
Louise was having lunch with someone, one of the other mothers, and yeah, I think she was actually in the same sort of scenario where it had, you know, you couldn't just jump straight back in, and it was taking things slow and not just rushing things. And when Louise spoke to this girl, she was going through the exact same thing. So she was like quite happy to know that there was other mothers or other women sort of, you know,
that
it takes a little bit more time.
It's got to be normal. I think we were about 6 weeks, and I think maybe she asked the health visitor, like, when can you start having sex? And then when she was like, just have it.
Yeah.
It was that night.
But Maisie and Gemma both had cesareans, didn't
they? Exactly.
So, and I think that does change
things. Yeah, definitely.
Because I can imagine that if it's a difficult birth down there, it's going to take a while for things to heal.
Yeah.
Well, I just like imagine, like, if you were pooing it out, your bum's going to be sore for a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Am I right, Ralph?
Yeah.
This is School of Dad.
Do you think your other half loves your child more than you?
Yeah, definitely.
So obviously at the start you can get a bit jealous of your other half.
I wasn't jealous.
You can because they can offer a lot more for the baby than you can.
Okay. Yeah. But I wouldn't say I was jealous.
No,
I wasn't jealous. I wasn't jealous of the situation at all. But
you're feeling Ralph right now. That's why he's going into a bit of a frenzy.
He sounds a wee bit sniffly.
Yeah, he's got a cough, he has, but the doctors keep saying he's all right.
Yeah, they always just get weak coughs and stuff.
Puts everything in his mouth, doesn't he? Can you stop playing with that, please, Ralph? Yeah.
So you didn't get jealous at all of the fact that Maisie was doing most of the feeding, the fact that Ralph probably was maybe had a bit more of a bond with Maisie.
I think you're jealous of the bond, but the situation, you're thinking, like, I wouldn't want to do that. So I would do it. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to do it, but, like, it's hard work for them.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to do that myself. But yeah, when you hold them a bit and they want their mum a bit more, it's a bit frustrating, but
what I found was it wasn't like the three of us together, do you know? It was kind of like, I was kind of more of an outsider.
Yeah.
Watching with the breastfeeding thing. I wasn't really feeding Alex a lot. I was only giving him a bottle maybe once or twice a week. But I think that's when they're really young. And I understood the reason why, like, babies just kind of need their mums.
Yeah.
And you know, again, with breastfeeding, there's a sort of another bond there as well, that they kind of can sense when there's a boob in the room.
Yeah.
A bit like Callum, but but I think that's one thing that definitely you could struggle with. And speaking to other dads, like we were speaking to a friend of ours recently, and he's really struggling with that, not feeling a bond right away.
Yeah, but it does come, doesn't it?
So the mum has that kind of like mother and bond, but like not Bambi. Yeah, Bambi.
Well, Bambi's mum, mother mom. Died, so yeah, well, not Bambi.
Forget about any Disney references. I mean, there's like like that mother child bond.
Yeah.
Certainly what I've found is the more Alex has grown and developed more of a personality, then it's more exciting and you get a bond because they're a little person then and they're reacting to things you do. Like the first time Alex ever like laughed or smiled at something I did, then that's like, wow, here comes bond time. And that's when you feel more of a connection.
Yeah.
Because you're not literally holding them, feeding them on your tits. Do you know what I mean?
I think the bond does change. At first, the baby needs the mother a bit more. But you shouldn't be jealous. You should just relax. Your time will come. Dad, your time will come.
Yeah.
And you will develop a bond.
First year's boring, like it is. It can be boring at times.
Yeah. Until they start giggling and smiling, then it is quite
Ralph
boring.
Ralph over there looks class. He's looking about and stuff, but he's boring after about 15 minutes. What else is he going to do?
he does some things, doesn't he?
We'll get him to do something then.
Monsieur Porage.
Yeah,
see you smiling.
What's this?
Monsieur Porridge.
Monsieur Porridge.
Does that mean Mr. Porridge?
Yeah, he's Mr. Porridge.
Mr. Porridge, baby.
Well, why on earth did you ever find out that he smiles at Monsieur Porridge?
I think it was Maisie's mum that said it once and he loved it.
Yeah. And why'd she call him Mr. Porridge?
Because he loves porridge.
Fair enough. So we all agree that our other halves do love our babies more than they love us now.
Yeah,
definitely.
I think you'd know that anyway. You knew that was on the cards.
It doesn't take long to figure that out. I mean, like, I had tonsillitis a few weeks ago. Wasn't feeling well. Toby coughed once in this scenario over those few days. My wife Gemma told me, "We don't care about me."
Were those her words?
Those were her words. Oh, well. "We only care that Toby has coughed, and we must make sure that he's okay." She doesn't care.
Oh, well, that's maybe a wee bit different.
Anywhere near as much for me as she used to.
I just don't
that's
think...
That's gone from, like, loving the baby and then hating you. Is it not?
I just don't think I could get away with waking Maisie up every, like, hour sucking on a tit. And I think that shows who she loves more, doesn't it, really?
It's an experiment to try, isn't it?
This is School of Dad.
What about you? Do you love your babies more than your other half?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, obviously they're going to listen to this.
I just
think for all dads,
it's a different love. It's a proper different love.
Yeah, it is. You'd do anything for them, wouldn't you?
Well, maybe
for the baby.
I'd do anything for both of them. Mate. I'd do anything for both of them. But no, it's definitely a different love. It's like he's yours. He's a bit of you.
Yeah.
Rather than like just being like your partner. As much as you love your partner, it's a completely different love.
Yeah, it is. It is different. Like. Well, no, it's because you have moments on both, isn't it?
I don't think you could fall like as much as you could probably. I wouldn't want to say you could fall out with your partner, like fall out with love, but you probably can. After, you know, if you had a breakup or something, you could get over him. But I don't think you could ever get over like, say, not losing your son, but not seeing him or anything like that. And I think that's the difference where you couldn't really. I couldn't forget about Ralph, but you could probably move on.
No, forget
about
Ralph, but Maisie, she's gone.
No, you can't chase any good way, can you, really? But you could move on. You could, like, oh, I'm all right now. But it's not like you go, oh, I'll just get another son and forget about
it. Do you know what reminds me a bit, actually? A little bit of Jesus. Do you know what I mean?
Hey, well.
He'll always love you no matter what.
What, so when you become a dad, you're a bit like Jesus?
Once you have a child, then you understand the sort of the dynamics of God. And he gave Jesus, I think that's what happened. And God gave his son. I know, but I'm just trying to get deep and religious.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is when you become
you can
a dad,
turn
you
babies
are,
into
you
wine.
Are Jesus now.
You are Jesus, yeah.
Okay. Basically Jesus.
Yeah, you've got to provide.
Did you ever get annoyed? I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt the Jesus chat. Okay.
Great.
Did you
absolute heathen.
Yeah. I think it probably needs diverting from. Did you ever get annoyed and did your other half tell you what to do?
Yeah.
For instance, you are feeding Alex wrong. You're dressing Ralph wrong.
I think
all the time.
Johnny gave me the best advice: don't send any pictures of you out with the baby, because all you get back is like, "Why is he like that?"
Yeah.
So never send the pic. Like you think, "Oh, I'm doing the right thing. I'll send a picture of Ralph to Maisie."
Yeah.
Then you get a message back like saying, "Like, where's his sock?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "He's fucking in the car. he's not going through snow. He's just sat in a car. He's all right."
That belt doesn't look correctly plugged in.
Yeah.
I guess you just got to relax in that scenario and know that it's going
to
be wrong.
It's tough. I think maybe that's another sort of mother's instinct kind of thing to just kick off. Like, I know, I'm like, when I've had Alex on my own all the time, there's never ever, actually, I've never been in an issue where I've been like, oh no, I've done that really wrong or something, I've done something bad, you know, that could endanger him. To be honest, I've never even dropped him or seen him fall really badly.
Yeah.
I've seen Louise, like, he's been dropped under Louise's supervision, I'm pretty sure, he's gone off the bed or whatever.
Yeah, Toby fell out of our bed under Gemma's watch. Well,
you threw a bottle of gin at Toby.
You haven't got a leg to stand on.
A bottle of gin accidentally fell on Toby's head.
That you were holding.
That had slipped out of my hand. But when Toby had fallen out of bed, he had like a little graze on his head.
Yeah.
And had that been me who'd allowed Toby to fall out of bed, I would have never been allowed to hold Toby.
No, that's it.
For the next month or two. But I was just like, these things happen, my love. They do. These things happen. Babies fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bottles of gin land on babies.
I think what happens when, like, not if Maisie does something bad, but, you know, something like where it could have hurt the baby, it'll be, no, don't talk about it. That'll be it. She'll be like, don't say anything. As in, like, because it'll make her feel worse.
Yeah.
And I'll go, all right, and yeah, sound, your mistakes happen.
Yeah.
When he was quite young, she flung the quilt and he was in his crib and the phone was on the quilt and smacked him in the head. Obviously, you know, it can happen to anyone. Yeah. It's an easy mistake. But at the same time, if you do something, if I went, don't talk about it. Not a chance. That's lasting for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And you just got to deal with it.
I think sometimes that's just, in general, a relationship. I think it's easier to just let things slide after they happen, and there's no point in bringing stuff up all the time.
No. I get shouted at for cleaning the kitchen.
For cleaning the kitchen?
Yeah.
What, are you doing it wrong? Right?
Not hinching, just cleaning it. Not hinching it, though.
What's hinching?
Mrs. Hinch. You know Mrs. Hinch?
Hinchers? I've heard the name Mrs. Hinch. Why?
She's like an Instagram cleaning person.
Okay. Why does hinching it matter?
I don't know. Smells nicer, I guess. That's for another podcast.
No, like,
that's a completely different thing.
The thing is, just different podcast. It's not to gloat and be like, it's rising to that level.
Yeah.
Like, I came down, I think it was yesterday, and just by the bin over there, there was like dust, like talky dust on the floor. So when I came down, Louise went, well, what were you doing last night? Your shoes are there, and there's dust and talc all over by the bin. I'm like, I've came in, I got myself a bottle of water, and I went to bed. She goes, well, what's all that? I said, I have no idea. And she goes, well, you do know, because you were the only person then. You're the only person. I went to bed and that wasn't there when I went to bed. And you're the only person that's been there. Argued all day about it and kept bringing it up. And I'm like, I've not done anything. And then earlier on this morning, like, this is 2 days later, Louise just went, I think I owe you an apology. And I went, why, what's up? And she was like, well, that dust, I've realised that I took out one of the drawers from the tumble dryer and I've emptied it in the bin, but as I've went to bed, the rest of the dust has probably settled overnight. And I went, all right, fair enough. And
she
went, but she went, oh, well, like, do you not want to gloat about it? And I went, no, it's all right. And then she went, well, at least I did say, and, you know, at least I did apologise. I was like, yes, no problem. And then just continued watching the thing. She was like, well, good chat then. That was good, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm like, what?
Because you didn't kick off.
That was a good chat. Like, what? What do you want me to do? Dance about? Well.
This is School of Dad.
So what's your advice to dads who are being told that they're in the wrong with the way that they're doing things?
Try not to answer back.
Yeah, there must be emotions going on and hormones and stuff going on, I think, if you bite. You just gotta sometimes.
I'm a biter as well.
Sometimes you gotta, as my father always says, eat the scones and nod the head.
Yeah.
Just let it go.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Take a deep breath and allow it to happen.
99% of the time, they're probably right anyway.
Yeah.
Have you ever found it very tough when your little one is crying non-stop and thinking, God, how are we going to get through this?
I think that's only happened to me. Maybe once.
At the very first, when we first night, I think that's when I was like, this is fucking mental. Because he was really bad for the first few nights, but ever since then, he's sweet.
Was Toby quite bad, was he?
Yeah, I mean, Toby could throw a tantrum or two, and he would just be crying. You'd be like, well, I don't know why you're crying, but he would be crying that much and working himself that much. So you're like, well, what do I do? And there has been a couple of times where I've had to sort of just walk out the room for a second and go, be okay. It'll be okay. Because it can get quite a lot, and it can get a bit too much at times.
Especially because the way that, you know, when a baby cries, it's like crap. It's like the worst. It's like screaming, and, you know, like sometimes you can get a bit overwhelmed about it as well. You know, that, like, oh, what am I doing? Like, I'm wrong, and are they going to hate me? Are they going to be really upset? Like, one of the things, I watched a little program, and it was just basically about how babies' brains work. And, like for an example, if Alex had a toy in his hand and I took it off him, like, snatched it off him, his world would completely end and he would just be in bits. But, like, a simple just distracting him with something else, and then he'll laugh. So, you know, the babies can be, like, in bits, and then 2 minutes later they're completely fine. It's just the way their brains work, because they don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They don't know where they are, or what is life, what is the concept of living. They haven't even heard the good word of Jesus yet.
So. Do you think your little one has a favourite?
Yeah, me.
Louise's dad, probably.
Everyone's favourite though, Bri.
No, everyone loves Bri. Yeah, no, loves Louise. It's funny, it's quite nice, because when it's just me and Alex...
Just check he's not getting anything in his mouth to choke on, please.
So we're on choke watch, aren't we, with Ralph? He's at that stage where he wants to stick anything and everything in his mouth.
He's got 6 uncut grapes, 4 bags of marbles, and...
loads of talc dust around his mouth.
Talc dust and a Kinder egg.
So choke watch is what we're on. He's at that stage where anything and everything goes in his mouth.
I think recently, even Maisie will admit this, I think he's more... He's been loving me a bit more than her.
Really?
Yeah, probably kills her to say it, but at least she admits it. But he loves it. Anytime I walk in the room, he's buzzing.
Yeah. Toby at the moment, I'm his favourite during the day. But then when he's sick then he wants his mum. And I'm quite happy with that arrangement.
Do you know what I think's weird, though? You can do all that groundwork and they'll make them really, really like you, but they'll never even remember.
Yeah, they won't remember. Isn't that a bit of a mad thought? Yeah, it's a bit shit.
Everything you've done up until now, they're never going to remember.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my dad since I was 4. I still remember him.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, not properly, but...
Have you not seen your dad since 4?
No.
I just thought you were trying to crack a joke. That's actually really sad.
No, it's all right. Yeah. Chill out.
Yeah. Well, there's this place...
Don't be my dad. That's my advice. Don't be my dad.
Okay. Well, if you want to talk about it...
Well, 3's a crowd in this episode.
We meet up on Sunday.
Yeah.
About 10 o'clock. And have a little chat.
A little sing.
This is School of Dad.
How do you make time then for you and the other half?
Get the grandparents involved.
Yeah.
Have a bit of time to yourselves, do something, go out.
It's very important that you do make time for yourself, because obviously your little one is now your world, but you've also got to have a life.
Yeah. What I would also say is, even in that first stage, when they are, you know, coming up to a year, that first year, get loads of stuff in. Go to loads of restaurants, go to cinemas. There's loads of cinemas that you can bring babies to for special baby showings, where you can just watch any movie, even if it's an 18. But they've just got babies because they can't watch it, can they?
Yeah.
So, like, that was one good thing. We did loads of activities with Alex, because really, they're not going to kick off.
No, they don't do much. You can have them there in the restaurant and they'll be fine. But now, once they get to nearly 2... they are all over the place and they want your attention non-stop.
Everyone did say that as well, like, you know, try and get as much in as possible and, you know, go on little city breaks, do that. Yeah. And you could do that as well anyway.
We went bowling the other night till about 10 o'clock. We felt really bad, but...
What, and Ralph was with you?
Yeah, but he was sleeping and we thought our mates were there. We were like, why go home? I wasn't drinking. We were just chilling out. It was like, what's the point? He's just sleeping. He'll never remember either.
Yeah. He's not going to think about it.
I think that's good parenting, because you are making time for yourself. And if he's just sleeping, I don't think there's any problem. Yeah, I think that's what you should do more of. And I think me and my wife, Gemma, are quite guilty of that. And we sometimes don't do what we should want to do, because we're always like, oh, but he'll need to go asleep, he'll need to be in bed by 7 o'clock, so we can't do that, because she's a bit of a stickler like that. She wants to stick to the rules.
Well, Louise is like that as well, and I struggle, and but then, you know, from if maybe he is going out or taking him out and then he doesn't go to sleep and stuff, then they can be cranky the next day. But I kind of with you, Adam, and just like, well, he'll fall asleep, he'll be fine, and maybe have a lie in the
exactly
next day.
I should have done more of that, definitely gone out to do certain things instead of going, oh no, because you've asked us over at like 6:30 and it's going to be his bedtime soon, I'm getting told by Gemma. And actually, no, you need to make time for yourself. For your other half.
Well, I know I wanted to do stuff, but maybe kind of wanted to stay at home a bit with a baby. You kind of felt bad if you went and did something. Just fucking do it.
Whatever works for you.
Whatever works for you.
We didn't leave Ralph with anyone for 4 months, and I think that was quite a bad idea.
No, but we didn't until he was about 6 or 7 months. Yeah,
I think I'd probably do that. Not go out, but like, you know, once a month or something. Just yeah. Like, because at first it was stressful and it did put a bit of a strain on our relationship. But then once we started going back out again, you kind of feel like, oh, I've still got a life here.
Yeah,
it's all right. I think doing that, the more you do it and the more you go out, you do feel a bit more normal. You're the first person out of a friend group to have a baby. Especially for a girl, you can be a bit like, feel a bit secluded. I think you've got to get out, enjoy yourself. Do things on your own as well, because I think me and Maisie kind of were like, we want to do something, let's do it together, where you do need to kind of separate yourselves from each other every now and then, go and do stuff. Well, that might be our relationship.
No, you're right. Allow your other half to go out and to enjoy themselves and make sure that they have the best time. Tell them to go and have the most fun ever.
And the thing is, they always feel geeky. They text you halfway through the night being like, oh, I feel badly. And you're like, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I think when she's out, she's constantly texting me like, you know, is everything all right back home?
She doesn't trust you, does she?
Not at all. Yeah. Not at all.
Louise is always find all these different clubs.
Yeah.
Not different, like, singing sign and music class and, you know,
water babies,
and we've got our club, which you haven't been to, Adam, but now you can come. Sticky fingers on a Friday, mate.
Sticky fingers on a Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday morning. Sticky fingers.
Big shout out to the Sticky Fingers crew. Yes. We salute you with our sticky ickiest fingers.
Yeah.
So where is Sticky Fingers?
Well, it's in a little church called Frontline. No, it's like in a hall, and it's just people bring their kids for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's class though.
It's sick.
To Sticky Fingers,
everybody.
You coming Friday? I hope to come Friday. Toby sometimes has Moo Music on a Friday.
Well, you're going to have to change it to Moo Music on a Thursday. Yeah.
I want to be part of Sticky Finger Club.
Oh, you do, honestly.
Nap times. This is another important one, I think. Do you make the most of nap time? I think nap time's really important. When they have a nap, to then make sure that you have your own time.
On the stairs. It's all right.
Get to the stairs. Baby's asleep, stairs now. No, I don't know about nap times, yeah.
Toby will sleep for about an hour and three quarters now.
So, yeah.
Nap time. Yeah.
What, in the day?
He only has one nap.
About 40 minutes. One nap a day is about three naps a day at 40 minutes, but it's not like it lasts longer than 40 minutes.
Yeah, 40 minutes is ample time.
At least an hour and a half, mate.
This is School of Dad.
Your advice then for getting through three being a crowd, making sure that things don't get a bit much.
I think just anticipate that you are maybe going to feel like a bit of a spare part at times.
Yeah.
You'll be all right, really.
Yeah, you're going to argue about stupid shit as well, aren't you, for a lot of the time. I've always said to me, he's like, what? Like, you're tired.
Yeah.
You're both tired, you're both arsed.
Yeah.
You're a bit like, fucking hell. And you will just like argue over like what channel's on the telly or something.
You're right. You will.
Or mystery dust on the floor.
Mystery dust on the floor, yeah.
No, you will argue, you're right, because you get to a new level of
tiredness. I think you've got to remember that, well, especially the same with Louise and Maisie, they breastfeed through the night, and then, why am I getting up? Just remember they've been up through the night, yeah, they've literally had the baby stuck on them. If I took my own advice now, I'd be in a different situation now.
Yeah, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
And have as much sex as possible when you can.
Try and get your baby involved and bring your baby out. It's not a hassle to bring a baby out.
Everyone loves it. It's good because someone's holding on to them and that for you. Everyone's buzzing to see your baby.
Yeah.
Hold him for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Right. Hold on, where's Ralph? What's he got in his mouth?
He's all right.
He's got a car. A micro machine.
And loads
not a micro machine, no.
You all right, bro?
You've done really good, mate.
Yeah, yes. Monsieur Porage. I can see you.
What does he giggle at most, bro?
He likes being bit, which is a bit weird. He likes a bit worrying. Yeah, I used to bite him on his thighs, but I've had to stop it now because I'm worried that he's going to be a bit of a weirdo. But like Johnny says, they won't remember.
Yeah.
Every time Toby sees bottles of gin, just this big flashback. But he never knew. He never quite realises why.
Next time on School of Dad.
Next week.
What is it next week?
It's really toys. The ways to keep us entertained and babies entertained.
Yeah, and the ladies.
For the ladies.
Yeah. We've done the entertaining of the ladies. That's why we're in this position. It's a bit of show and tell, I reckon. Maybe bring your favourite toy.
I bring in my favourite three.
Okay.
Your favourite three?
Favourite three.
Top three.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I'll bring three toys in each.
Okay, top three toys. And we can toy test.
Are these for the baby, though? Yeah, gadgets, yeah.
Well, then I'll see you then next week.
See you next week. Yeah. Toys then, yeah.
Good chat. Remember, the Lord loves you.
Yeah.
Over and out.
See you Sunday.
Should we develop some sort of end message?
Dads, off you go. Don't drop them.
There we go. I like all of that. Dads, don't drop them.
Dads, don't drop them.
This is School of Dad.